From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Delegates talk peace while war rages in Syria. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura Monday officially declared the Syria peace talks underway in Geneva. He met with the opposition and plans to do the same with the government delegation Tuesday. Opposition spokesman Salim al-Mislit said his delegation received a positive response from the UN envoy to its demand for a halt in airstrikes and allowing the flow of humanitarian aid to rebel-held areas.
We came here to discuss with the special envoy resolution 2254, lifting the siege and stopping the crimes that done by Russian airstrikes in Syria. And I believe we received very positive messages from the special envoy. And tomorrow he will have a meeting with the regime side, and we will wait for a reply from him.
On the battlefield, opposition activists report dozens of barrel bombs dropped on the rebel-held town of Mo'adamiya, southwest of Damascus, while Syrian forces and their Russian allies launched an offensive near the northern city Aleppo. The Syrian government has also agreed to allow convoys of desperately needed food and medicine to enter the besieged town of Madaya. The United States Monday condemned last week's terror attacks in Nigerian villages near the northern city Maiduguri. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Boko Haram extremists bombed a market, attacked a village, and firebombed huts, burning to death dozens of innocent victims, including children, and wounding many more. We extend, of course, our deepest condolences to the families of the victims, and we remain committed to supporting Nigeria and its Lake Chad Basin partners in the fight against terrorism.
The death toll in Dolori, the village north of Maiduguri, from late Saturday's attack has now risen to at least 85. This is